Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. It's officially 1 week until Christmas, Gunners. Woo-hoo. 1 week, 7 days. Yes, 1 week. That's your public service announcement for the day. So if you aren't prepared for Christmas, you better get your butt into gear, especially because the weekend's coming up and some things aren't open. And if you're thinking about posting stuff off today.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Maybe in WA things might get there.
Might get there, yeah. Over East, forget it.
Yep.
You've missed the boat.
It's also Answer the Phone Like Buddy the Elf Day.
What?
Yeah, you know how Elf is my favourite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Today celebrates the 2003 film Elf and challenges everyone to answer the phone like the lovable overgrown elf by saying,
Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour?
We have to answer the phone like that today, do we?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour?
Silver.
Yeah, cool.
Maybe black.
Okay.
Depends on my mood. You?
Well, I like aqua and pastel pink and those soft muted colours.
Okay.
Like the Monet's garden.
Oh, nice.
Think of that.
Now, Ring of Fire has two distinct meanings, one of which we won't talk about. The other one is on at the Ravenswood Hotel.
Why wouldn't you talk about Johnny Cash?
I'm not talking about that Ring of Fire.
Okay, right.
Get it?
Moving along, a double pass up for grabs right now to Ring of Fire. This is the New Year's Eve party going down at the Ravenswood Hotel. It's going to be amazing. Picture this, musos jamming out under the stars. Everyone can get involved. You can bring your electric triangle like you've been asking.
Kumbaya.
No.
What?
It's going to be a total rock out. Loads of amazing tunes and songs. Plus, you can grab your dinner beforehand. Kids are welcome. It is going to go off. And
yeah,
if you love
right.
tickets and don't have plans for New Year's Eve, then why don't you call up right now and we'll send you along to the
Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
Oh yeah.
Ring of Fire tickets, time to give those away. 91.7 The Wave. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hey there.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Willem.
Willem?
Yes.
Are you wanting to go along to the Ring of Fire, Willem?
Oh, I would love to go to the Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire.
Well, guess what? Because you've sung so well, we're going to give you a double pass.
Oh, awesome. That's great.
Sweet.
Fabulous.
From Ring of Fire last hour to Spirit of the Dance this hour, you've got to... I've got to cue up the music. There it
you
is.
You do. There it goes.
Woo-hoo.
Let's get into Spirit of the Dance right now. If you'd love to go along to the International Dance Sensation, their 21st anniversary show will hit the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre in May next year. Also the Crown Theatre as well. This blockbuster smash takes dance to the next level with explosive fusions of all genres of music and dance like Irish, also flamenco, Latin, salsa, street dance. Techno Can-Can is one I'm particularly keen to see.
What?
Techno Can-Can. And the American Tap, of course. If you'd love to go along to see this, maybe you could put it in someone's Christmas stocking. Then give us a call right now on 958-11-917. All thanks to Melon Events.
Yes, hello. I'm just ringing up about that new competition you just announced.
Well, if you can name the event, we'll give you tickets. How about that?
Celtic Christmas?
No, that was last week.
Similar?
No, it was Celtic something.
Well, there is Celtic dancing involved. It's Spirit of the Dance. It's a whole fusion of different dances coming together and it's happening next year in May at the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre.
Wow. Have I still won tickets?
Well, let me think about that for a second. Yep.
Yeah, you've won them.
Oh, thank you. That's just what I need for Christmas. Thank you.
Yes. Of course, meaning close the door in Mexican, that's Feliz Navidad.
No,
Jose
it means Merry Christmas.
Oh, does it?
Okay. Yes.
Jose Feliciano. He's shortly.
Moron.
I'm pretty sure we haven't had today's hard word before, Ali.
Okay.
Let me know if we have.
All right.
The word is burnish.
Burnish. Okay.
Burnish. Mm. Does burnish mean A, to polish, B, to put down, or C, to pay attention?
To polish.
You know this word.
I do know it.
How do you know this word?
I just do.
Nobody knows burnish.
Well, I do. I know I'm right. You don't even have to tell me.
Oh, really?
Oh, and there goes the hard word. Anyway, put it in a sentence.
I don't want to anymore. You put it in a sentence. It's your favourite word.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. His nose glows. You could almost say it's burnished. You know, polished.
Well, I'm impressed that you know that word and a little put out.
I'll try and impress you again tomorrow with my hard word right here on The Wave. Did you fill up yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Ah, good job. Good job.
Did you remind me?
No.
Bad job. Bad job.
Well, it's not my job to remind you to fill up your petrol tank.
True, but I managed to
I'm not
to
your mother.
Thank God for that too.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, we all know that Santa likes milk and cookies to be left out on Christmas Eve, and the reindeer love a good carrot and some oats. But what is Santa's favourite Australian snack?
Oh, thank you for asking, Ali. I really love a little bit of Vegemite on my toast. But I have heard there is Vegemite Icy Poles. Ooh, now that sounds delicious.
I can tell you, Santa, it's not too bad. I've tried them. How about I leave you some out on Christmas Eve?
Well, Ali, I think you've just made it onto my nice list.
Phew.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.